And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Sterling High School. It's Sterling, WSHS Sterling High School Radio is going to bring you live playoff coverage right now of Sterling High School baseball as the second-seeded Sterling Silver Knights is going to take on the Manchester Hawks in this quarterfinal matchup. Rob Strauss, Kevin Schulz, Sean Cowling going to bring you all the action right now. And Schulz, after a long delay yesterday after whether or not we're going to have this game, it's raining, it's not raining, are we playing, are we not playing, we're finally kicking off here and we have quite different circumstances here.
Well, I think the big thing is that it's dry today. I mean, and that was one thing that was in question. Obviously, yesterday was a washout. They weren't sure what was going to happen today, but with that being said, this is more like an April day with the wind and the wind blowing in. So, you know, we talked beforehand and it said that it's definitely a day where you're not going to see the long ball. You're going to have to play small ball, manufacture runs, which is the type of game that, I mean, you see Sterling play, but Manchester Township really plays. They try to bunt, move the runners over. You'll see a lot of hit and runs. So the way the weather is today with the wind kind of plays into their hands a little bit.
And it is very, very windy here, as those of you at home I'm sure can hear. It's blowing out of the north-northwest anywhere from 15 to 25 miles per hour. So it is definitely going to play a factor in terms of which direction the wind is actually blowing here. Taking a look at the flag, it's blowing from left to right. As we take a look at the starting lineups here for Manchester, is going to be up first. It's going to be John Soodle at shortstop, Matt Bass, a center fielder, Devin Tomei at first base, Ed White, the pitcher, going to bat cleanup, Sean Wernock at third, Mitch Stage at catcher, Jeremy Carney at second base, Mark Edwards at DH, and then rounding out is Dan Mills as first pitch from Donovan Casey, who's on the mound yet again. As we are underway here from Sterling High School.
Now, Soodle's the best hitter in this lineup, this Manchester Township lineup.
And Casey falls behind 2-0 early on entering this playoffs. Donovan Casey, a sparkling .23 ERA. Obviously had the shutout victory as he gets in there for strike one. It's 2-1. Donovan Casey coming off of a complete game shutout, 7-strikeout performance in the last game. The 2-1 pitch in there for strike two. It evens the count 2-2.
And that's the type of pitch at 2-1 that only a kid like Donovan Casey with his command can make, the breaking ball to get it to 2-2.
And now the 2-2 pitch from Donovan Casey to John Soodle, the shortstop. Swing and a miss. Strike three to record the first out of the game. So after falling behind 2-0, Donovan Casey battles back, and three straight pitches, three straight strikes for the first out.
Fell behind, and then you got the great location, especially on that last one. Low and away, breaking ball. It looked like, you know, it might have been a changeup, but great job coming back and at a bat by Donovan Casey.
That's going to bring up Matt Bass, the center fielder, who swings at the first offering from Casey, 0-1.
Again, we mentioned Casey's last starting in Pembroke, and he came out throwing strikes, being aggressive. He wasn't just there at the mound. He was also there at the plate, being our player of the game.
The 0-1, and it's a bunt, and it's going out of foul ground. Ryan Smith going to give it a run as well as Donovan Casey, but it goes a little bit too far out of their reach. It's 0-2, so a surprise bunt there by Matt Bass.
And again, as we mentioned in the intro, that's something you see from this team. They play a lot of small ball, and especially in a situation like today with the wind blowing in, you might see that a few more times today.
Now the 0-2 pitch from Donovan Casey to Matt Bass, inside, ball one.
Now that's just a waste pitch right there.
Now the 1-2 from Casey. Swing and a miss, strike three, and that's two straight strikeouts now to start the game for Donovan Casey.
And on the same type of pitch, and that's that late break he has on that that just dips down and away and really fooled the first two hitters and getting the two strikeouts here early on.
Taking a look at the Sterling defense, obviously Donovan Casey on the mound to Ryan Smith behind the plate, Matt Callen at first, JT Harding at second, McGoldrick at short, Matola at third, Miller in right, Baldino in center, and Walsh in left. As that brings up Devin Tomei, the first baseman for the Hawks. Manchester, about an hour and a half drive down Route 70.
I was just going to say I'm surprised they didn't check and appeal that, and they did, and it was a strike on the swing. You said he went around.
So an 0-1 count now to Devin Tomei, the first baseman. In the dirt and gets away from Ryan Smith. 1-1.
Field doesn't look bad considering what we had over the last 2 days. And I think this wind actually helps out drying the field.
I know the grounds crew here doing a great job over the last 24 hours to make sure that this field is playable as the pitch is up high, 2-1. Ed White waits on deck, the pitcher. And the pitch from Casey drilled down the third baseline, foul.
Well, that's what you're going to get with Casey against a kid like Toomey. With the open stance, you're going to work away from him. But one thing about it is he looks like he can go the other way on that outside pitch.
Pitch from Casey. Swung on and hit towards left field. Walsh giving chase. And it gets out of his reach. And that'll be two strikes on Devin Toomey.
And you look at that swing that Toomey put on the ball, it's a lot like what you see the Sterling hitters do. Get their bats on the ball, hit the ball the other way. That's something you get from what we're told from this entire Manchester Township lineup. Something some other teams didn't do against Donovan Casey, and it really hurt them.
A 2-2 pitch from Donovan Casey just missed, and that'll bring the count full.
Now, it looks like you have an ump that has a tight strike zone, and any. Like we said, he appears to be consistent, which is what you always ask.
Now the 3-2 pitch from Donovan Casey inside, and he walks him. So that'll put Devin Toomey on first base, and that'll bring up Ed White, the pitcher, with two outs here and a scoreless top of the first. Again, you're listening to Sterling Playoff Baseball right here on WSHS Sterling High School Radio.
Toomey leaves him first.
And it's a shot towards right towards Connor Walsh out in left, and he gets under it, makes the catch. And that's a fly out to end the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on. We're going to move right down to the bottom of the first inning. Still no score here from Sterling High School. You're listening to WSHS, Sterling High School Radio. And welcome back to Sterling High School. It's bottom of the first, no score. Donovan Casey walked the batter, but got the cleanup hitter to fly out to Connor Walsh out in left field, and that's where we stand right now. Rob Strauss, Kevin Schulz, and Sean Cowling here from a very, very breezy Saturday afternoon here on Memorial Day weekend. Hopefully everybody's enjoying their festivities.
And, Rob, one thing we didn't mention in the intro was, and it reminded me when you had to fly ball for the last out, it was a look at the first pitch here. It goes high. Is that in practice, the fielders were really fighting that sun in left field and in center field. You're not used to having it at that angle. Obviously not really playing many 11 o'clock games here.
First up is Dan Baldino to lead off for the Knights. And he faces a 2-0 count. It's going to be Baldino, Miller, and McGoldrick as Baldino looks at strike one. Again, the fielding's going to have a lot to... Fielders are going to have their work cut out for them today with not only the sun, but also this really, really stiff breeze. Baldino fouls one off and evens the count of 2-2.
Mr. Strauss, as you mentioned, the wind a major factor today, not only on pitches, but fly balls. I mean, none of the balls today are going to carry.
The 2-2 pitch from White, and it's popped up down the first baseline. Giving chase is Toomey, and he's going to run out of real estate, and it's going to go out of play.
And a quick look at White. Doesn't look like he has the same velocity that you would get from Donovan Casey, but one thing he does very well, like I said, in his first batter and from what we've heard, is he locates very well. Kept the ball down and away. You saw Baldino do a good job as a hitter, found it off.
The 2-2 pitch, again, fouled off, so nice job by Baldino to make the pitcher work here and count hold to 2-2. Having a tough time keeping all our papers in order here. As a 2-2 pitch inside, going to be 3-2, the count to Baldino. Really important for Sterling here to get off to a quick start. Possibly get this leadoff runner on base for Andrew Miller, who waits on deck. Baldino hits one to third. Eating it up as Wernock, going to throw it over to Toomey for the first out of the inning. 5-3 on the putout, and that would bring up Andrew Miller, the right fielder.
And a quick look at White, doesn't have your classic circle over the top throw. Really kind of short arms it a little bit. Gets decent velocity. Like I said, probably doesn't throw as hard as Donovan Casey. But sometimes when you have that short arm throw, almost like an infielder throw, the ball can be a little bit tougher to pick up.
Andrew Miller hitting 297 to enter the playoffs as the catcher Stage is going to go out and have a nice little chat with White. Ryan McGoldrick, the shortstop, awaits on deck.
Got a big break on that curveball. It really breaks hard, almost like a that big hard breaking over the top curveball that you used to see. Don't see as much right now. He threw it on that 2-2 pitch to Baldino.
First pitch from White, swung on and fouled off behind the screen. And you can hear the wind. I mean, it's whipping around here in this field. And now the 0-1 pitch in there for strike two through Andrew Miller. So obviously the conference that they had up at the mound paying off here for the Hawks, and the 0-2 pitch way outside, ball one.
Now, that's just a matter of wasting one right there, trying to get Miller to wave at it.
1-2 to Andrew Miller, again low. Good eye by Miller to stay off of it. And it's 2-2.
And that's the one thing in this lineup, the strong lineup. The hitters are very selective. You don't see them swinging a lot of bad pitches.
Again, low. Three straight balls low after falling behind 0-2 to Miller. And that's two straight batters now that Manchester has brought the count full. Gets the sign, and now the 3-2 pitch and hit on the ground back towards the pitcher. Miller going towards first, and does he get there in time? He does. Does Manchester for the second out.
Well, that's just a great play. It's short right there. Coming across, getting it all in one motion, fielding it up, circling, throwing. And that was a bolt of a throw to first, get Miller out.
And the grass really ate up that ball once it got past the pitcher's mound. So the shortstop, Sudol, had to make a really, really tough play over to Tome. As the first pitch to McGoldrick, high and inside.
Well, that's what we've seen. You know, that's been kind of what's been happening, especially, you know, some of those rollers to third. There's been a lot of plays where you've seen even Mottola from Sterling's side come in. If you look at a ball hit the right field for a base hit.
And McGoldrick loops one into right field for a base hit. So the first hit of the game belongs to Sterling. That puts McGoldrick on first base, and that'll bring up the pitcher, Donovan Casey.
Yeah, McGoldrick doing a real nice job with the ball on the outside part of the plate, just going with it and putting it in play.
So McGoldrick on first on the hit. And now it's going to force White to work from the stretch. First pitch right in there for strike one.
See, Casey, obviously Sterling's captain clutch after the last game against Pemberton, as you mentioned, at the plate and beyond the mound. He just had an amazing game.
A check on McGoldrick over at first base. He slides back in safely.
Looks like White's got a decent pickoff move over there to first.
White looks it in. And the pitch. In there for strike, and now they throw back to first base. McGoldrick, again, dives back safely.
Yeah, really trying to keep McGoldrick there. I mean, even with Donovan Casey up with two outs, you think Sterling might be having McGoldrick steal to get him in scoring position.
0-2 to Donovan Casey. McGoldrick on first. They check back again and trying to keep McGoldrick honest there at first base. The 0-2 delivery, and Casey loops one into center field, and it's caught on the line by Bass, and that's going to do it for Sterling. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. We're going to move to the top of the second. Still no score between Sterling and Manchester. You're listening to WSHS, Sterling High School Radio. We're back right after this. And welcome back to Sterling High School, ladies and gentlemen. We move to the top of the second inning. Still no score here in the South Jersey Group 2 South playoff quarterfinal matchup between Sterling and Manchester. Rob Strauss, Kevin Schulz, and Sean Cowling bringing you all the action live right here on WSHS Sterling High School Radio. Donovan Casey going to work the 4-5 and 6 hitters now. Check that, 5-6-7 hitters. As it's going to be Wernock, the third baseman, Mitch Stage, the catcher, and Jeremy Carney, the second baseman. And a foul ball out of play down the first base line, well over the Manchester dugout.
Well, you have two pitchers that can locate their pitches. This is not anything like that West Deptford game where they were getting 6 inches to 8 inches on the outer part of the plate, outside the plate. It's really tight strike zone here.
The 0-2 pitch hit down the line, first baseline, foul, and they'll reset it again. You can really hear that wind whipping around, and nothing really we can do about the microphones here, so we apologize for the craziness of the wind. It comes in every now and again. 0-2 pitch now to Warnock, the third baseman. Hit right at McGoldrick. He's going to scoop that up and throw it over to first for the out. Good job by McGoldrick on one hop and gets it over to Matt Callen for the out.
Hard hit ball, but got a real nice hop there. Nice high hop there. McGoldrick stepped up, had a nice throw to first. And, you know, we had talked about this infield being slow, eating balls up. Very imperative. And, I mean, that's advantage for Stone. They know to react on any ground ball to take that step up and come in on it because it really slows balls up. As we look at Casey starting off second hitter of the second inning.
Working on fastball. Mitch Stage right now, the catcher. That first pitch was high and inside, and then now he fouls one off to even the count at 1-1. It's going to be Mitch Stage right now, and then Jeremy Carney, the second baseman, due up next. The 1-1 pitch from Donovan Casey. Just high, 2-1.
And we talked about the wind coming in basically at everybody's backs. You see how shallow these outfielders are.
2-1 pitch from Casey. Again, fouled right back. It's 2-2.
And we were talking with Mr. K in between the innings. He said that ball hit by Donovan Casey to end the first inning, the line drive out, in most cases would have fell in, only to have, but to have the center fielder here in this case playing up so short and shallow.
Casey wastes one there, bringing the count full to 3-2. I think that one got away from him as he didn't like it as soon as it left his hand.
Both pitchers battling the wind, that I mean, Donovan really battling against this wind, trying to come out.
Hit on the ground again, right to McGoldrick, gets it on the scoop and sends it over to Matt Callen. So 6-3 on the putout and back-to-back batters here for Manchester. And that's going to bring up Jeremy Carney, the second baseman.
Again, it tells you how tight the strike zone is. You have two pitchers that locate very well, good command of their pitches, and we've probably had, I think, maybe three or four full counts early on in the game.
First pitch to Jeremy Carney, high and inside, ball one. Other than the wind and it being a little bit chilly, really kind of a nice
not
day.
Bad.
Not
I think
bad
the,
at all.
The big thing is it's dry compared to, you know, what we did have the last couple days.
0-1 pitch right in there, strike one. And I know even up to the last minute, the 11th hour here of yesterday, this time yesterday, nobody really knew what was going to happen with this game. And on the end of the bat down the first baseline, well out of play.
And that's one of those ones, if it was a regular season game, that game probably would have been called at 11 o'clock. But with the playoffs, with you basically setting your rotation and pitching, you want to try, if at all possible, to get it in. And, I mean, like you said, Rob, they waited right to the last minute.
It was about it was a little after 1 o'clock, 1:15, when we got the word from Athletic Director Matt Sheehan and Mr. K, who's the pitching coach here at Sterling, and got the word, said we're going to hold off about 24 hours. The 1-2 pitch hit right back towards Donovan Casey. He passes on it and sends it over to JT Harding, who sends it over to Matt Callen for the out, 4-3 on the putout, and that's going to do it for the top half of the second inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. We're going to move to the bottom of the first. Still no score here from Sterling High School. You're listening to WSHS, Sterling High School Radio. We're back right after this. And welcome back to Sterling High School, ladies and gentlemen. Rob Strauss, Kevin Schulz, and Sean Callen here in the bottom of the second inning. Still no score here in this South Jersey Group 2 quarterfinal matchup between Sterling and Manchester. Andrew Matola, Chris Mazzone, and Ryan Smith due up here for the Knights. And Matola fouls one off, almost goes right in the Manchester dugout. And I believe the count's 1-1. Got back a little late from that break there. Another 1-1 to Matola. Again, loops one foul down the right field line, out of play, and 1-2.
I like the way White right now is working. You saw him work the outer part of the plate right there in that foul ball, working the inner part and the outer part of the plate.
The 1-2 pitch, Matola looks at it, and it was close pitch.
Yeah, that's that tight strike zone that you know, we're looking at today, which, again, as long as it's consistent, which it looks like it is.
2-2, Matola loops one down again right down the right field line, trying to pull the ball, being a right-handed batter, and goes out of play.
See, both innings really rolling along. You both pitchers battling the wind, trying to get this game going.
The 2-2 pitch from White. Mottola hits it on the ground right back to White, and he's just going to lightly throw it over to Tomei for the first out of the inning. 1-3 on the putout if you're scoring at home.
And it's amazing when you look at these two teams how similar they are. Two teams that put the ball on the play, and I mean, this is shaping up to be, we were talking to Coach K, one of those 2-1, 1-0 games.
Chris Mazzone, the DH, and steps in now, right-handed batter. Struggled as of late. Steps in, and it pitches inside, 2-0. Ryan Smith, the catcher, waits on deck. The 2-0 delivery. High, 3-0. You have to think that Mazzone's going to take one here.
Absolutely.
3-0 pitch from White to Mazzone. In there for a strike. Mazzone backed up momentarily.
Just right at the knees.
Looked like that was kind of a gift.
Yeah.
A 3-1 pitch. Outside, and now he walks. Mazzone walks. And that'll put a runner on. See if they run from Mazzone. Doesn't look like they will. Not yet, anyway. And that will bring up Ryan Smith, the catcher. Mazzone on first on the walk. Tomei trying to hold him close. The pitch. In there for a strike. Strike one.
I'll tell you, that shows you how much confidence White has. He gave the walk, then started Smith right off with a breaking ball there.
Smith looks at a ball low, 1-1. Ryan Smith, the sophomore. A lot of power out of him. Not a big lead from Mazzone off of first, and Ryan Smith ropes one into center field, but getting right underneath it is Bass, and Mazzone will hold up at first base, two outs.
Good swing, Rod. Stick with that.
Yeah, Smith hit it right on the nose, but I'll tell you, this is one of those days where, and again, you know, we have pitchers that have good command. You could get away with a mistake to a kid like Smith, Ryan Smith, out over the plate because of the wind coming in. So
it's going to bring up Matt Callen, the first baseman.
Again, one of the many ways that you have to think that with the wind blowing in, it really favors the pitchers.
Callen takes ball one. Again, Mazzone on first. And fouling one off, swinging through it. It's Matt Callen. 1-1. Not a big lead for Mazzone off of first. Not really a threat to run. And the 1-1 pitch, check swing. They appeal, and he does not go. So it's 2-1.
And that I think really, you look at that delivery that White has, kind of sure on a ball, almost like a catcher throwing a ball down a second. I think it's tough for them to pick up that fastball.
2-1 pitch, swing and a miss. All right, check that. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and that's going to do it for the bottom half of the second inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on. We're going to move to the top of the third. Still no score here from Sterling High School. You're listening to WSHS, Sterling High School Radio. We're back right after this. And welcome back to Sterling High School, ladies and gentlemen, as we're in top half of the third inning. As Manchester up to bat now, it's going to be Mark Edwards, the DH, Dan Mills, the right fielder, and then back to the top of the order with Sudel. First pitch to Edwards, hit down the third baseline, foul, so it would be 0-1. The 0-1 pitch, curveball, 1-1. And Schulze, we were saying during the break how similar this game is to the first playoff game just a couple days ago. Very slow start, but quick start at the same time. Hit on the ground right to Matt Callen. He's going to take it and flip it over to Donovan Casey for the out. 3-1 on the putout. Good job by Donovan Casey to come over and cover first base.
And we talked about how they're two very similar teams, and this has a look of a 1-0 game where there's a break either way, an error or what have you, that's going to end up deciding it for one team or another.
It's going to bring up Dan Mills, a right fielder, to round out the starting nine for Manchester.
And to add to
looks
that,
looks a strike one.
I mean, that's the one thing about high school sports, baseball and high school sports in general.
Mills looks at strike two. It's
as opposed to you know, the major leagues where you have a 5 or 7 game series, it's very the end comes very quickly. One game elimination.
The 0-2 fouled off the mask of Ryan Smith. He shakes it off. And they're going to call timeout real quick and come out and get foul ball. Went right off the mask of Ryan Smith and maybe even deflected off the umpire. And the on-deck hitter, John Suttle, going to run over and hand it back to the Manchester dugout. But either way, it's 0-2. One out here in the top of the first. Or excuse me, top of the third. And third strikeout of the young afternoon for Donovan Casey as Dan Mills swings and misses for the second out.
Now, that's just a waste pitch there, being ahead in the count. Mills went for it. I mean, if you look at either team and, you know, they both are similar, one thing I think Strong's a little bit better at is a little better discipline at the plate. You see Manchester Township on some of these strikeouts.
And that's going to bring John Suttle up to bat now. Struck out back in the first inning to open up the game. Looks at ball one. Fouled down the first baseline and well out of play into the Sterling parking lot. Hopefully he didn't park over there, Schulze.
No, a parking lot away. Next one over. That would take a real shot.
Yeah, that would be we'd have to move the field the other direction. The 1-1 pitch from Donovan Casey, way high. It's 2-1.
And I think when we're saying they're waving away some of these strikeouts or some bad pitches, I think you have to give credit to Donovan Casey because he's really has a late break on that breaking ball, and it looks like it's at the knees and it goes into third as we see Suttle foul one off there.
It's a 2-2 count. Two outs here in the top of the third. Still no score, waiting for one team, like you said, Schulz, to make one or make a mistake or blink, and that's going to open up the door for one of these two teams. Hit on the ground right to McGoldrick. He's going to backhand it and drops it and fires it over to Matt Cowan. Scoops it out. Does Matt Cowan a great play from McGoldrick, who bobbled it initially. Sends it right over to Matt Cowan for the out. That's going to do it for the top half of the third and a great way to end it. And still no score here as we move to the bottom half of the third. You're listening to WSHS. Sterling High School Radio. And welcome back to Sterling High School, ladies and gentlemen. Still no score here as we are in the bottom half of the third. JT Harding going to round out the order for Sterling. It's 1-1. Check that. Make it 2-1 to JT Harding, the second baseman. A 2-1 pitch in there for strike two. It's 2-2. Team's moving pretty quickly in between innings here. Not a lot of time wasted here, Schulze. The 2-2 pitch outside, full count. Maybe the umpires and both teams want to get home and start their Memorial Day barbecues. Great day to barbecue if you can get rid of the wind somehow. The 3-2 pitch, and he's going to walk him. So JT Harding, that looks like it was a borderline pitch. That could have gone either way.
Breaking ball right at the knees.
So that'll put Harding on, and then now back to the top of the order with Baldino, who grounded out to third. Back
again,
in the first inning.
The pace of this game just says a lot about both pitchers' command, especially with the tight strike zone that we're looking at.
Baldino takes strike one. Andrew Miller waits on deck. And Baldino ropes one into right center field. It's going to drop in for a base hit. And the two players collide between the center fielder and the right fielder. And throwing him out. Nice throw by Bass to get the lead runner, Baldino, who wasn't sure if that ball was going to be caught. So I guess you score that a fielder's choice. I don't know how you score that. A hit and a putout, I guess.
Yeah, that would be a hit and a putout at second. But, yeah, it almost had the look of them not being able to recover quickly, especially when they slammed into each other, but they really did and came up firing, and that's a real nice throw to second to get Baldino out.
That was JT Harding. Check that. It was JT Harding trying to go into second base. That was JT Harding, so that's going to put Baldino on first base. So it was a catch. That's going to bring up Andrew Miller. Swing and a miss. It's a full count now to Baldino. Now check that, Andrew Miller. Some confusion on that last play there. Schulze, you want to explain that for us? A dribbler down the third base line. Kind of a bang-bang play. You want to...
Well, you just had to, you know, they collided in right field, and Baldino tried to stretch it into a double and was thrown out.
And it's going to be a strikeout for Andrew Miller to end the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and none left on. We're going to move to the top of the fourth. Still no score here from Sterling High School. You're listening to WSHS, Sterling High School Radio. We're back right after this. And welcome back to Sterling High School. Ladies and gentlemen, Rob Strauss, Kevin Schulze, now joined by one Kylie McGoldrick, alumni coming back and joining us on our broadcast for a little while. It's going to be Matt Bass, Devin Tomei, and Ed White up to bat.
Coming off of doing an outstanding job on the softball game. Unfortunately, we didn't have the result that we wanted.
Yeah.
And now hopefully baseball can pull this out right here.
The 0-1 pitch, high, gets away from Ryan Smith, the catcher. It's going to be an 0-2 count. Or excuse me, 1-1, excuse me.
Great job of your brother that last inning with that play in the hole, going over, bobbled a little bit, but really stayed with it and had to, you know, got that quick throw to first and a nice play by Matt Cown also at first.
The 1-1 pitch, roped down the right field line, well out of play, towards the parking lot. It'll be 1-2. Tough backhand play, too, by McGoldrick there.
Yeah, I was glad to see him not panic, just take his time and make a good solid throw to first.
1-2 to Matt Bass, who struck out back in the first inning. Right at the knees, but just a little bit low, 2-2.
Yeah, they're not getting that low pitch, I'll tell you. He's, again, this umpire has a tight strike zone, but he's very consistent.
A 2-2 delivery popped right up, straight up in the air. Going to be a tough play for Callen. He's getting underneath it. Now Donovan Casey calls him off and makes a catch in foul territory for the first out.
Not a play that you'd normally have the pitcher make, but I guess he felt like he could get to it.
Yeah, that just shows the true athlete that Donovan is right there. For him to be able to make a pitch and then get all the way over there in foul territory.
Talk a little bit about how those pop-ups are so difficult with this wind whipping up.
Oh, yeah, they are very difficult to catch. And you almost have to run further than you think the ball is going to be. And he did a great job getting all the way over there and taking control.
And brings up Devin Tomei, first baseman, who walked back in the first and swings and fouls off strike one. Tomei, the lefty. And the defense shifts a little bit to accommodate for that. As pitches inside, 1-1.
If one thing Tomei showed the last at bat was the ability to hit the ball the other way, with found some balls down the left field line.
Tomei loops one into center field, giving chase is Baldino, and he's able to make the catch on the run for the second out.
Well, that's one of those balls that with the outfielders in here so shallow, they're going to be able to get. In a normal case, Kylie, that might be a little bit trouble.
Yeah, that might get down. Either way, this wind is causing some havoc for them, but he looked like his brother out there, Mike, coming in through.
Giving extra shout-outs here.
There you go. Ed White, the batter now, flew out to left field to end the inning back in the first. He looks at ball one in the dirt. Second pitch on the way. And it's madness here as the wind is... It's like a hurricane, and now it stops. The pitch, low and outside, going to be 2-1. I don't know know how many games you've played down there in Virginia Tech with wind like this, Kylie, but...
Not too many. We didn't have a very warm season. We had a lot of cold games, but the wind was nothing like this.
This is, makes it challenging.
Well, that's what we were saying earlier. This has the feel of more of like an April day than it is a late day in late May.
The 2-2 pitch from Donovan Casey swung on and hit right towards Mac Cowan. He's going to bobble it initially, but able to recover it and put out Ed White again to end the inning for the second consecutive time. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. We're going to move to the bottom of the fourth. Still no score here from Sterling High School. You're listening to WSHS, Sterling High School Radio. We're back. Bottom of the fourth right after this. And welcome back to Sterling High School. Still no score here in a pitcher's duel in the quarterfinal matchup of the South Jersey Group 2 South playoffs against Sterling and Manchester Township, who had a nice little hour and plus drive to get over here, and hopefully I can figure out what's going on in this inning like I couldn't do in the last inning because I'm chasing papers around.
The life of a play-by-play guy.
That's going to bring up Ryan McGoldrick. Singled his first at bat, and he looks at ball one. Shows bunt, then pulls it back, and ducks in for strike one. Kind of a weird pitch there. That was a weird...
Well, came in. The third baseman was quick to rotate, but the first baseman, he was kind of caught off a little caught off guard a little bit.
Next pitch inside. 2-1 to McGoldrick. McGoldrick enters the playoff hitting 362, not counting what he did the other day in the first round. Loops one out of play. That evens the count of 2-2.
And we were talking, Kylie, in the break about this type of game. It's a break either way, and you might want to take a few chances here and there to get that runner in scoring position.
2-2 pitch hit on the ground towards shortstop. Soodle scoops it up, throws it over to first. Nice scoop play, and able to tag out the runner is Tome. Nice play by Soodle to scoop it, and then Tome to dig it out of the dirt, and I don't know if he got the bag first or if he tagged McGoldrick, but either way, it's the first out of the inning.
Yeah, close play. Defense did a great job all around on that play, like you said. It's tough. Sterling's working right now, trying to get all the balls on the ground. Anything in the air is pretty useless at this point, so glad to see the ball on the ground and work the count, but we got to start trying to hit some of those through.
That's going to bring up pitcher spot. Donovan Casey lined out to center field his first at bat.
Casey taking all the way there on that first pitch.
Make it 1-1 to Donovan Casey. And now the pitch from White just outside, 2-1.
Didn't miss by much. I mean, we could tell. Obviously, we're not at that angle, but we don't see that glove move that much.
The 2-1 pitch to Donovan Casey bloops it foul down the third base line. 2-2.
That's a good job fighting off a real tough pitch right there, down with some movement. A lot like Donovan Casey's changeup, where he keeps it down, has a little bit of movement, and kind of almost looks like a little bit like a breaking ball.
Yeah, it just drops in there. Perfect pitch.
Andrew Atoll waits on deck as Casey fouls another one off.
It's good to see Sterling working the count on this pitcher. The wind's blowing. It's going to be harder to hit your spot, so I'm glad they're not hitting his pitch where they're trying to get theirs.
Well, we talked about that earlier. This is a team that's very disciplined at the plate.
Again, the 2-2 pitch from White to Donovan Casey, good high, thought about swinging, and then that was one that almost had him swinging on a ball that was out of the strike zone. It's a full count, and then now the pitch, and Donovan Casey hits one deep into the air. Playable, first baseman Tome underneath it, and he makes the catch. It's a second out of the inning.
Well, that was one of the ones, Kyle, that you were talking about. When it gets way up there, you almost have to run past where you want to go because the wind just plays havoc on it.
Yeah, I feel like that ball started off right at second base and first baseman caught it in the end.
Brings up Andrew Matola. Shows bunt and then brings it back. Either way, it's a strike. Toll grounded out to the pitcher back in the second inning to lead off. The 0-1 to Mottola swings, and now he's behind 0-2 as the ball goes out of play behind the backstop. Should he get on, Chris Mazzone waits on deck. Again, he fouls another one off. So the count remains 0-2. Nobody on here. Two outs. Bottom of the fourth inning. Still no score here in this South Jersey Group 2 South quarterfinal matchup between Sterling and Manchester. And Mottola rips one into right field, and that's going to be a base hit. So the first hit for Sterling since McGoldrick singled back in the first inning, and Sterling's in business here with two outs.
Pretty similar to McGoldrick's hit, right to the right side, and just getting in there. Again, that's another one where you really got to watch. You saw both of them, Mottola and McGoldrick, really hustling down the line because you have that right fielder coming up shallow. You could get it thrown out at first.
Brings up Chris Mazzone, the DH. Looks at strike one at the knees. Mazzone walked back in the second inning but was stranded. And a throwback to Mottola, and they almost get him. If the first baseman was in position to receive the catch or receive the throw from the catcher stage, he might have had a play there. But, again, trying to hold Mottola on close. Mottola, a lot of speed.
Well, at this point, with two outs, runner on, they're feeling that Sterling might have him go, have him steal just to take a chance, get him in scoring position.
Mottola gets his lead, fakes to the steal to second. And now Mazzone is behind the count. Mottola takes his lead off of first base, two outs here, runner on. They try and get Mottola. They thought they had him, did Tome, as he was very, very close there. And again, Matola's going to take his lead. White the delivery to Mazzone, who hits with foul down the first base line, and the count will hold.
Well, the two things there that make it tough for Mottola is White has a pretty good pickoff move to first, and yeah, he's not super quick to the plate, but he's quick enough with not having any type of high leg kick from the stretch to get it home and you know not give the runner that much of a jump or an advantage.
1-2, the count to Mazzone as they check back again to Mottola. Base runner is coming at a premium here in this game. Mottola fakes the run and it high and outside. And it's 2-2.
White taking some time there, really to regain his composure here.
Again, unorthodox throw over to first base there. He wasn't even in his motion really at all. He's kind of tossed it over there, kind of trying to catch Mottola off guard. 2-2, the count. The zone outside. Now the count is full.
And you have to feel like it's affecting how he's approaching Mazzone a little bit right here.
It's going to keep Mazzone off balance because he's not really sure when he's going to come to him. But Andrew will be off on the pitch here.
Full count, two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. Mottola on first base, and they're going to reset here. Starting to see White work a little bit slower as we're not used to seeing that in the first 3.5 innings. They check back on Mottola again, and he trots back to first base, and we're going to do this again. The pitch, and Mazzone hits one foul out of play. And the count will hold. Now we're going to have a meeting at the mound here with Stage and White, trying to figure out what they're going to do here. With a full count, two outs, and Mottola standing on first base.
Now, this is a big pitch right here, and you go out there just to make sure you're both on the same page.
Especially with Matola's speed on first, if Mazzone can just poke one through the gap, there's a good chance he can score.
The 3-2 pitch. Mazzone swings and misses, and that's going to do it for the fourth inning. No runs, one hit, no errors. And one left on. We're going to move to the top of the fifth. Still no score here from Sterling High School. You're listening to the Sterling Knights Playoff Baseball right here on WSHS, Sterling High School Radio. And welcome back to Sterling High School, ladies and gentlemen. Still no score here between Sterling and Manchester as we move to the top of the fifth inning. Rob Strauss, Kevin Schulz, and Kylie McGoldrick here, bringing you all the action live right here on WSHS Sterling High School Radio. And, Schultz, I haven't got a chance to look at the bracket just yet, but it's looking like if things go the way that they should, Sterling has another rematch for the third time this season against West Effort should they advance in this game.
Well, I think one thing where you have to favor Sterling in that situation, obviously, you know, you look at them winning the first two games handily, but, you know, most teams have their number one that's outstanding and you have to go with him, but obviously they're going to go with Connor Walsh, who's probably better than most people's number two, especially in this conference and in South Jersey, so they feel very comfortable going with Connor Walsh in that game.
It's going to bring up Sean Wernock, the third baseman, grounded out to short back in the second inning. Top of the fifth inning here. Still no score. Donovan Casey doing work again. And I think it's just a matter, guys, of who's going to blink first here. The pitch to Wernock. Hit on the ground right towards Matt Callen. Scoops it up. He's going to take it himself for the first out of the inning.
And one thing we were talking about, Coach K, that you like what Sterling's doing. Found off a lot of pitches, making White throw a lot of pitches. So that's one thing that you really have to look at here and see if he tires as we move further on in this game.
He's going to bring up Mitch Stage, the right-handed batter, grounded out to short, and one right back at you almost. Oh, a souvenir for me. Nice.
Strauss, that's first Oof. Step back, right? Take nice. Off the headset. Take him under your wing, Kylie.
Had a souvenir ball there, Schulze. I was right at you. I'm looking at my score sheet. I see a lot of 6-3 putouts here, so your brother doing some work today.
He is. I'm very impressed with him out there.
The 0-1 pitch high and outside, 1-1.
And as we talk about that, you brought up a good point about not panicking. You get a little bit of a bobble, but staying with it. We've seen him do that, and Matt Cowan at first base do it.
This just in, it's windy. Swings through strike two, does Stage, and it's 1-2.
Well, that's that high fastball that they really have not shown the ability to get around on Donovan Casey.
And Mitch Stage, not a tall batter by any stretch of the imagination, so. And it's high and outside. 2-2, Donovan Casey not happy with that pitch at all, was kind of frustrated with that. The 2-2 pitch from Donovan Casey to Mitch Stage, the catcher. Fouled out of play and another souvenir for somebody.
Yeah, Donovan's definitely in control right now. You see that he has them chasing pitches, and he just seems really confident out there.
Again, the 2-2 from Casey to Stage. Just high, it's going to bring the count full. One of the few full counts that we've had. For Donovan Casey.
Casey not happy with himself on that one. That's one that just, you had that breaking ball. It just got away from him, got high on him.
3-2 pitch. And he goes down looking, does Stage. Another strikeout for Donovan Casey. That's a second out. And that's strikeout number 4 on the afternoon for Donovan Casey.
That's a big one right there. And again, Stage didn't help himself, swinging at some high pitches there when you had the 2-2 count.
It's going to bring up Jeremy Carney, the second baseman. Grounded out to second, and he takes strike one.
Something we talked about in the softball game, you see Donovan working ahead of all of his hitters.
0-1 pitch. Just high, ball one. It's 1-1. And now the 1-1 pitch swung on and looped right in the air. Right underneath it is JT Harding, and he makes the catch for the third out of the inning. That's going to do it for the Hawks here in this top half of the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. We're going to move to the bottom of the fifth. Still no score. And welcome back to Sterling High School. Still no score here as we move on to the bottom of the fifth inning. Ryan Smith, Matt Cowan, and JT Harding do up. And Rob Strauss, Kevin Schulze, and Kylie McGoldrick bringing you all the live action right here on WSHS Sterling High School Radio. And Kyle, you got an opportunity to do some fundraising projects and some community service stuff, gathering some old equipment as we look at Ryan Smith looping one into center field, and it's caught by center fielder Bass for the first out.
Yeah, Ryan and I have been working with this charity that we started, 17K Diamonds for All. And this past Monday, he did a collection here at Sterling, and I want to thank everybody that came and donated. We got a great amount of equipment and just something to keep adding to throughout the summer. We want to give back to those boys and girls that want to continue to pursue their dreams but might not have the equipment as right there available like we do. So thank you very much for all those that contributed.
And how much equipment were you guys able to get over the course of the time you guys were running the program?
This is probably the fourth year running the program, and we've given, I'm trying to think how many drop-offs we've done, probably four or five drop-offs now. I just recently did a collection in over winter break at Virginia Tech, and we dropped off to a local community there, and that went very well. They were very pleased with it. We've donated to the Boys and Girls Club in Camden, and we're working on coming up with a place to donate this recently collected equipment.
Matt Callen is up to bat now. It's 2-2 to Matt Callen. And struck out back in the second.
Saw some equipment. It's amazing how good a shape a lot of it is. I mean, all usable for the most part.
Yeah, definitely. Back in Blacksburg, we had some people donate brand new equipment. And
wow, that's awesome.
Recently talked to the place we donated it, and they were very pleased with it, and the kids were just so excited.
And we were talking about this in our last broadcast, Shulzy. Both of us have children, and how quickly they grow out of that equipment at such a young age. It's got to go somewhere, and I think it's an awesome thing that you guys do. As we see Matt Callen walking, and he'll be on first base. But just a great, great opportunity for you guys to do something nice and give back to the community. So
thank you. You guys can all check out the website at 17kdiamondsforall.com, and you can see some of the places you've donated, and we'll have up there the next collection date.
Awesome, awesome.
It's got to feel great to see the kids' faces when they get all this equipment and then stuff that they wouldn't be able to have.
They're so excited, and they just appreciate it so much.
Grounded right to second base, able to get the lead runner and looking to turn two, but they can't. So it's going to be a fielder's choice for JT Harding, who will be on first base. But they'll get Matt Callen at second base. 6-4 on the putout. And there's two outs now, and that'll be back to the top of the order with Dan Baldino singled in the third.
Well, that's been the story today. I mean, if you're a pitcher, that's all you ask for. Your fielder's making all the plays they've had to make, and both teams have done that.
One for two is Baldino. Harding at first. And check back on Harding. It's cloud cover starting to roll in now.
White right now, I know leading up to this inning was at 77 pitches. So Sterling really working hard to try to get him out of this game. As you see Baldino.
And their first round matchup, and talking to Coach K, pitched well over 100 pitches. So he can go the distance. White checks the runner back again. Should Baldino get on board? Andrew Miller waits on deck. Miller 0 for 2. The pitch, and swung on a loop down foul down the first baseline, out of play.
So 100 pitches, and I believe that was their first round game was on Tuesday. So he's coming off 3 days rest, which, like you said, typically you want to go with the 4 days rest, but in the playoffs you go with three. But 100 pitches, 3 days rest, and then now, again, you're getting to that point where he could tire out. Not to mention the fact that Sterling's gotten a runner on in the last two innings, and White's thrown over there a lot, so that takes something out of you.
The pitch, runner goes, and it's a hit and run, and on going over to first base on the throw and getting thrown out from right field is Dan Baldino, the oft-overlooked 9-3 putout to end the inning.
And that's what we were talking about before the last inning, that you know, when you have those fielders up so much, even on a couple of the hits that Strong had, they really had to get there in a hurry, but there's not much you could do that. Hit the ball on the nose, right fielder coming in stride, threw a strike. Great job by the first baseman coming over there on the run and just nabbing that and getting the out.
That's going to do it for the fifth inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. Still no score here from Sterling High School. We're back right after this. And welcome back to Sterling High School. Still no score here as we move to the top of the sixth inning. Rob Strauss, Kevin Schulz, Kylie McGoldrick bringing you all the action live of the South Jersey Group 2 South playoff quarterfinal matchup between Sterling and Manchester. Mark Edwards, a DH, facing an 0-2 count to Donovan Casey right now. Edwards grounded out back in the third inning. And 1-2, it's going to be Edwards, Mills, and then top of the order with Sudol. The 1-2, and gets a swing and a miss, and a very unhappy Mark Edwards, the DH, will go have a seat. That's a fifth strikeout for Donovan Casey on the afternoon. It's one out.
Well, there's that low pitch that they've had problems with. I don't know if that was that classic changeup, but really been fishing away, and a big strikeout to start things off here for Donovan Casey.
That brings up Dan Mills, the right fielder, who swings through the first pitch. Mills struck out back in the third. And really a momentum killer there for Sterling at the end of that half inning. You get a base hit, you got a pitcher on the runners on a hit and run, and you get thrown out from right field at first base.
You really thought that was that break that we were going to get, and Mills, get that one run that you're going to need.
Mills swings through strike two, 0-2. Mills, the lefty, faces an 0-2 count. The pitch from Donovan Casey gets it right back to him, and Casey will flip over to Matt Callen for the second out. 1-3 on the putout.
Well, two quick outs, and more importantly, not a lot of pitches. So that's a key right there. And again, we keep saying it, and it's true. Sterling's doing probably a much better job at making White throw more pitches.
And at this point, that's very important because there's a good chance this game could go into extra innings.
It's going to bring up John Sudol. Top of the order, 0-2. Swings at the first pitch. Really confused on that one. Really not happy with himself. And with the exception of the one walk back in the first inning, it's been a 1-2-3 inning for Donovan Casey. Swings through strike two. And he's well on his way to his fifth consecutive 1-2-3 inning.
And that's that changeup that has a late break on it that Manchester Township's had all kinds of problems with.
The 0-2 pitch hit right at McGoldrick, hits it on two hops, and sends it over to Callen to end the inning. 6-3 on the putout. That's going to do it for a very, very quick sixth inning. Still no score. Sterling a chance to get back into this. No score. You're listening to WSHS, Sterling High School Radio. We're back right after this. And welcome back to Sterling High School as it's the bottom of the sixth inning in a scoreless quarterfinal matchup here. Rob Strauss, Kevin Schulz, Kylie McGoldrick bringing you all the live action. It's heart of the order here for Sterling. Andrew Miller, Ryan McGoldrick, and Donovan Casey up to bat as first hit over to Andrew Miller. And shortstop Sudol couldn't corral it, and that's going to put the leadoff runner on in Andrew Miller.
Yeah, great job of Andrew Miller going with that pitch on the outside part of the plate, hitting the ball the other way in the hole. And
I don't think Sudol would have had a chance to throw him out either way. So
yeah, he's pretty quick, and I'd be surprised here. I'd like to see them bunt Ryan here in this situation to move him over.
That'll bring up McGoldrick, who's going to bunt and move the runner over. The pitcher White takes a look, but either way, that's going to be a sacrifice bunt to move Miller up to second. So McGoldrick does his job.
And that's huge. I mean, I see Ryan here, and he's in the three hole. And to be able to, that's why they say everyone's got to know how to bunt. He's in the three hole here,
yeah.
And just put down the sack bunt for your team.
Yeah, that's the type of small ball obviously you have to play in this situation.
Opportunity here for Donovan Casey, who's 0-2, to help his own cause here in a big, big situation. Looks at strike one. Runner in scoring position for the first time for either team in this game.
Yeah, White didn't want to start Casey off with a fastball there.
The 0-1 pitch, low and outside, 1-1.
On another breaking ball. That's that heavy breaking curveball. But again, you don't see a whole lot of as much now that you used to see.
The 1-1 high and inside, 2-1, and this is a very, very quickly moving game. A little over an hour old, and we're already in the sixth inning.
Again, a few more conferences. You see White now probably, we don't know the exact pitch count, but he's got to be in the low 90s. And again, this is a kid who threw 100 the last time out, coming off 3 days rest. And I'll also add to that, if you look at White, he throws all arm, doesn't have the smooth mechanics that you see from Donovan Casey. So Donovan Casey right now at 80 pitches, and also doesn't put as much pressure on his arm with his mechanics.
The 2-1 delivery to Donovan Casey in there for strike two. Seems like every time that they have a meeting at the mound does Manchester fire back with strikes and effective pitches. Now the 2-2 pitch to Casey, hit off the plate and then off Donovan Casey. That's going to be a foul ball.
Yeah, that's a real nice job of battling there by Donovan Casey. Again, something we've seen from this Sterling lineup the whole way through.
So you have Andrew Miller on second base, one out. The 2-2 pitch to Donovan Casey, hit on the ground right to the shortstop. They try and get the lead runner, and they do, and Andrew Miller. So a fielder's choice. 6-5 on the putout for the second out, and that'll put Donovan Casey on first base. But a smart heads-up play from Sudol to get over to Warnock to tag out the lead runner, and Andrew Miller.
Yeah, that's one where you want to wait, hold up, and then wait for the throw to go and then decide whether you want to go or not.
Especially with Donovan's speed, there's a good chance that maybe we would have had first and second right here.
Yeah. We'll score that a fielder's choice for Donovan Casey. He sits on first base, and that's going to bring up Andrew Mottola, singled in the fourth, 1-for-2. Seems like every time Sterling gets a little bit of a rally together, it's thwarted by the Hawks. And Mottola hits one right to second base, flips it over to the shortstop to end the inning. 4-6 on the putout to end the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and none left on. We're going to move to the top of the seventh. Still no score here from Sterling High School. You're listening to WSHS, Sterling High School Radio. We are back right after this. And welcome back to Sterling High School, ladies and gentlemen. Rob Strauss, Kevin Schulz, Kylie McGoldrick. As we move to the top of the seventh inning, it's going to be Bass, the two-hitter, Tome and White. So really the heart of the order here for the Hawks, and just a really unfortunate situation for Sterling in that last half inning, the bottom of the sixth. Really could have had runners on possibly first and second with one or two outs.
Yeah, that's just, I understand Sterling's trying to be aggressive in certain situations, but in that play, the runner on second, probably better off just trying to get in the shortstop's face a little bit, fake it like you're going to go, and give Donovan time to get to first.
So Donovan Casey is at approximately 80 pitches. And is looking at strike one, does Matt Bass, who is 0-for-2, struck out back in the first and flew out to the pitcher. 1-1, the pitch was low.
Well, Manchester Township's pretty much the type of team that we heard, you know, they're showing up to be the type of team we heard they were. Solid defensively, make all the plays in the field, try to keep the ball in play, as you see.
A little number over Donovan Casey. Goes right down the first baseline, but Bass well out of the base path. He would have been out either way. He was almost in his own dugout trying to avoid Donovan Casey there.
No, that's a good play by Donovan, too. Don't risk making that throw to first. Just be aggressive and attack the runner there.
And you mentioned, Kylie, how athletic he is, and it's really come up big today with making some plays off the mound.
It's always great to have a pitcher that you know is a ninth defensive player out there. You have some pitchers that you want to keep away from the ball, but in this situation, Donovan can get a lot of stuff.
Brings up Devin Tome, 0-for-1, walked back in the first, and then lined out to center in the fourth. 1-1 the count to Devin Tome. Ed White, the pitcher, waits on deck. The 1-1 pitch from Casey swung on and grounded foul right towards the first baseline and well out of play.
I'm impressed with the way, I mean, obviously you saw Donovan Casey knows the type of hitter just from seeing Tome that he can go the other way, but he's doing a good job moving the ball inside and outside, working both parts of the plate.
Yeah, keep his eyes moving. Don't ever let him get comfortable.
And a bunt down the third baseline. Mottola scoops it up and it's foul. So that'll do it for Tome as he bunted foul with two strikes.
Well, that just shows you how dominant Donovan Casey is when you try to do something like that. Obviously, you wouldn't normally do.
Yeah, they're just scratching, trying to get anything they can.
It's going to bring up Ed White, the pitcher. 0-for-2. And Donovan Casey really doing work here. Making quick work of all of these hitters throughout the game. The 1-0 pitch fouled well out of play down the first base line, 1-1.
And I just can't help but look at and talk about how how dominant Casey is right now. How he looks every bit as sharp now as he did in the first inning. And again, I think it has a lot to do with his mechanics, the great follow through, not putting a lot of pressure in his arm.
Next pitch high. It's 2-1 to Ed White. Sean Warnock, the third baseman, waits on deck. The 2-1 pitch inside, 3-1.
Didn't miss by much.
No, that was a great pitch.
Ed White backed off just a little bit. But the home plate umpire says otherwise, and now the 3-1 pitch from Donovan Casey, and it's popped straight up in the air down the first base line. Everybody trying to run towards it, and Matt Callen going to run out of room as it just goes over the fence on the right-hand side.
Ball that might have been playable on a normal day.
Absolutely. Looking at the flag out in front of the school that we can see, it has not dipped at all. Stiff breeze blowing from left to right here. The 3-2 pitch from Donovan Casey. Fouled back off the screen. And they'll do it again.
White definitely took a swing at ball four there. That was up around the high letters. A strike that a pitch that obviously they have been calling a strike today. So Casey got a break there.
Now the 3-2 pitch. Two outs, and it's hit into center field for a base hit in the gap. Giving chase is Miller, and Ed White's going to hold on to a single. So good job by the Sterling defense to hold hold White to just a single. That's the first hit at all.
And that's a nice job by White.
Manchester.
We talk about taking chances, taking that long turn at first, and forcing that hurry-up throw, where sometimes if you do that, you might get an overthrow. But good throw there by Miller. But that just is indicative of both teams just trying to do everything from a small ball standpoint to get a break, to break this game open, or just get a run across.
Hard to believe that that is only the first hit surrendered. That was a no-hitter going into the seventh. So that'll bring up Sean Warnock, who's 0-2. He's got to deal with Ed White on first base. First pitch low and inside. And he calls that a strike right at the knees.
Yeah, we had talked about how you saw Tomei there try to bunt with two strikes. It just shows you how dominant Donovan Casey's been on the mound today.
The 0-1 to Warnock. Swung on, fouled right back towards us. So Donovan ahead of Warnock. Ed White on first.
Late moving changeup that Manchester Township's had all kinds of problems with today.
Yeah, I was sitting behind the backstop in the beginning of the game, and that ball just drops off the table. They have no shot at that pitch.
The 0-2 pitch from Donovan Casey swung on and hit towards McGoldrick. He's going to go to flip it over to second base to end the inning. Does Harding. 6-4 on the putout. Crisis averted here, and I'm going to move to the bottom of the seventh. Still no score here from Sterling High School. You're listening to WSHS, Sterling High School Radio. We're back right after this. And it's on to the bottom of the seventh here from Sterling High School in this South Jersey Group 2 South quarterfinal matchup between Sterling and Manchester. Rob Strauss, Kevin Schulz, and Kylie McGoldrick joining us. And it's if you're just joining us, it's windy, and we've got a great game.
And talking to Coach K, he goes, you talk about a wacky day. You know it's crazy when in two innings ago when Baldino gets to hit the right. Baldino hustling all the way. Your fastest runner gets thrown out at first, but that's just indicative of the type of day it is. The right fielder was all the way in, and not much you can do about that on a day like today.
It's going to be Mazzone, Smith, and Callen as Mazzone grounds weakly out to the pitcher. 1-3 on the putout for the first out of the inning. It's going to bring up Ryan Smith, who lined out to center field both in the second and the fifth innings.
That's a big play there by White, getting the quick out. Because we said at times, you know, even though he's done a great job out there, looked like Strong had got to him, looked like he was laboring just a little bit. But to get that first out very quickly is the key.
First pitch to Ryan Smith, swung on. A healthy cut from Ryan Smith. We've seen his power. Back at West Deffer, we mentioned this in the last broadcast, hit one about 350 over the left field fence. And now he faces an 0-2 count as he grounds one down the third baseline, foul.
And there we see the breaking ball on the second pitch. Started Ryan Smith off with the fastball and all the other, or I'm sorry, with a breaking ball and all the other at-bats, and I think he might have thought he was getting that, came with the fastball on the first pitch, but he kept it down. That was the key. You can't get a fastball up to a kid like Ryan Smith.
0-2 to Ryan Smith, swings through it for the second out. That's going to bring up Matt Cowan, who is 0-for-1 with a walk.
Yeah, that's a quick two outs there for White. It's tough in this situation. I remember, again, we were talking in the softball game. This is a time to crowd that plate and get on and try to make that strike zone smaller and find your way on base.
Cowan takes the first pitch high, ball one.
And just as you say, I see Cowan leaning forward, trying to show bunt a little bit, doing anything to get White off balance.
Cowan swings through strike one.
If I was Sterling, I'd be taking till I get a strike. Make this kid work. Trust your hands to come back and get the next pitch, but definitely take till you get a strike.
Cowan fouls one behind us out of play, and that's 1-2. So White making quick work of Sterling here in this bottom half of the seventh inning. Two outs, no score. And White having some discussion, shaking off some pitches there.
And he looks
saying
like
no.
He's got his second wind under him. I think, you know, he got a little burst of energy getting that quick first out. And
I think his defense had a lot to do with that, too. The 1-2 pitch just fouled off the end of the bat. That's Cowan. And JT Harding waits on deck.
Nice job of Cowan battling here.
Should Cowan get on? The 1-2 pitch to Cowan. In there for strike three called, and Cowan goes down looking. That's going to do it for a very, very fast-moving seventh inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. We're going to move to extra innings, ladies and gentlemen. It's still no score here from Sterling High School. Extra inning baseball here from Sterling High School. Rob Strauss, Kevin Schulz, Kylie McGoldrick here bringing you some extra baseball here on your Memorial Day weekend as we are scoreless going into the top of the eighth inning. It's Stage, Carney, and Edwards due up for Manchester. Somebody's phone's ringing. I think it's Mr. Schulz is getting a call. Who calls during a baseball game? Who does that?
Find out in a second. Mr. Schulz didn't turn his ringer off. I have no idea who
Mitch,
that is. So
Mitch Stage is up to bat now as Schulz figures out who's calling him.
Manchester Township right here at the bottom half of the lineup. And again, like Sterling, not as weak as most teams are in that lower half of the lineup. Everybody can do something.
Stage hits one off the plate, and as he's running to first, ball hits him, so they'll reset everything here. And Donovan Casey working into this eighth inning, as I'm sure we'll see White will as well for Manchester. The pitch from Casey, hit on the ground right to second base. Harding scoops it up, sends it over to Cowan for the first out.
Good job of Harding moving to his right, making the play.
Yeah, the defense behind Donovan has really been coming up strong in this game.
Now looking ahead, you have JT Harding coming up for Sterling, and then the top of the lineup. So, and of course you're figuring, obviously White's going to be back out there.
Carney looks at strike one. He's 0-for-2 on the afternoon. Second pitch is high. See a lot of that out of Donovan Casey trying to get these Manchester hitters to chase. Evens count of 1-1, and the pitch to Carney fouls it out of play. So Donovan Casey again ahead of a hitter.
And we see him use that fastball to get ahead, especially against the lower part of the lineup, because I think they've shown haven't really shown the ability to get around on that good, hard fastball that Casey has.
The 1-2 pitch way inside and high. Ducking out of the way was Carney. It's 2-2. I have to think that one kind of got away from him a little bit. The 2-2 pitch swung on and popped foul, giving chase down the right field line is Miller. Diving attempt, no good. Good effort by Miller to try and get the second out of the inning.
That's another kid that you can just see as an all-around great athlete. He had a great beat on that ball, long distance to run, and I mean, we saw him lay out for that ball there, and I also know he has a great arm from the outfield.
And knowing, these guys knowing that you have a lot of room over there, so.
Definitely.
2-2 pitch, swung on and grounded foul down the third baseline, so good at bat here by Jeremy Carney, making Donovan Casey work as he's in the eighth inning. Got to be well over 100 pitches at this point, Julie.
Yeah. And Carney was anticipating that changeup low and away and hung in there. Wasn't
and
able to get to that one.
Carney looks at strike three for the second out.
Well, that's another example of within an at-bat, you saw Casey get ahead of the hitter, then go up and inside, and then low and away. And for a time, Carney hung in there but wasn't able to
He's really mixing up his pitches. I mean, yeah. That pitch right there almost looked pretty much down the middle, but the hitters are not expecting that.
Right,
at this
he was
point.
Frozen, yeah.
Seven strikeouts on the afternoon to equal his opening round total for Donovan Casey as Mark Edwards at DH steps in. Struck out his last at bat in the sixth. Swings through another pitch, and it's 0-2.
Well, that's that high fastball that, again, the lower part of the order really hasn't shown the ability to catch up with.
And hit foul. Count will hold it 0-2. And Sterling, heart of their order, due up in the bottom half of this eighth inning. And two outs. And the 0-2 pitch. Swung on and missed to end the inning. Strikeout number 8 on the afternoon for Donovan Casey. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. Moving to the 8th. Still no score. And welcome back to Sterling High School. Ladies and gentlemen, Rob Strauss, Kevin Schulz, Kylie McGoldrick. We're in the bottom of the 8th in a scoreless game here. And you couldn't ask for a better playoff game. This is what the playoffs are all about. It's going to be JT Harding, Dan Baldino, and Andrew Miller for Sterling.
Pretty much what we expected. And again, you look at Manchester Township. Through this inning, have the top of the order coming up.
Both pitches, so it's going to be JT Harding.
Right,
and he looks at ball one.
And you know, we're talking about pitches, the number of pitches. But both pitchers, Mr. K just reminded us that can only throw 10 innings. So that obviously is a factor as we move deeper into this game.
Is that bullpen going to come into play? The 1-0 pitch. Harding shows bunt and pulls back. It's 1-1.
That's something, Kylie, you had mentioned, that something you would take a shot at.
And a foul back right out of play. This Harding is 1-2.
Yeah, that first baseman's pretty deep. Just have him put a little sneak bunt down the line and beat it out.
The 1-2 pitch. Hit fouled. Mr. K's got duck out of the way. Look out.
Stays calm and composed. He didn't hit the ground or anything.
He's got cat-like speed and reflexes. He's good down there on that first baseline. He's got word from Sean Cowling, who joined us here in the first couple innings, that Connor Walsh is currently warming up in the Sterling bullpen. 2-2 to JT Harding. And loops another one down towards Mr. K. This time he doesn't have to jump out of the way. He's just going to watch it go into the parking lot.
Good job of JT Harding hanging tough in this at bat.
Yeah, at this point, you want to see him get on base, but no matter what happens, he's got a really good quality at bat going, and he's allowing his dugout to see some more pitches.
Outfielder's playing extremely shallow here. Looking over at left field. Take a look at the left fielder, Frank White. He's only about 20 feet away, and he's right down the third baseline, just foul. That would have been extra bases for sure for JT Harding. Good piece of hitting by Harding. And great at bat, like you said, Schulz. He's spreading the ball out all over the place right now.
Well, you saw the energy that White got from getting that quick first out last inning and doing this just from a mental standpoint.
2-2. Yeah. Again, JT Harding fouls one off down the first baseline this time, so he's almost there.
Well, anytime
first baseline, he's just got to go straight this time.
Yeah, you can do things like that. You can frustrate a pitcher, and that's when they make mistakes, especially late in the game with a lot of pitches thrown.
High and inside, brushes Harding back off the plate. It's a full count, but this is at least an 8-pitch at bat here, yeah, or more for JT Harding. The 3-2 pitch swung on and missed, strike three, and Harding disgusted with himself as he heads back to the dugout for the first out of the inning.
Frustrated, but at the same time, it was a tough at bat, and now you have White going against the top of the order. So JT Harding fought hard there.
It's going to bring up Dan Baldino. He's 1-for-3, singled back in the third, and got thrown out from right field back in the fifth. And he fouls the first pitch off out of play. Bottom of the eighth inning here, no score. Sterling taking on Manchester in this Group 2 South quarterfinal matchup. The 0-1 pitch, low and in the dirt, 1-1.
Yeah, good job laying off that low breaking ball.
Now the 1-1 to Baldino, 2-1. I'm sure Baldino really looking to avenge that put out from right field back in the fifth. Now it's 3-1 to Baldino.
I'd probably be taking all the way here.
Absolutely.
You're in a hitter's count, but pitcher might be getting out of his groove a little bit, so take this pitch.
The 3-1 pitch in there for strike one, and you were right, Kylie, taking all the way. Didn't even take the bat off his shoulder. Now the 3-2 pitch, low and outside. That's going to put Baldino on first base with a walk. And that brings up Andrew Miller.
And more importantly, with one out, the fastest runner in the team's on first base.
Both pitchers, I'm sure, at this point, are starting to get a little tired.
That's where JT Harding's at bat comes in huge. He just made the pitcher work a lot. Now Danny was able to draw the walk.
Ball gets away from the catcher and moving up to second base and in scoring position is Baldino. We're going to call that a wild pitch. It bounced in front of the catcher stage.
Just as I was going to ask you, do you think you have him go here? Well, we didn't have to answer that question.
Yeah, we got a break.
Taking a chance, yeah.
So Andrew Miller a chance as he looks at strike one. It's 1-1, and you have a runner in scoring position. That's something you haven't seen a lot of from either team today, runners on second base. White. But the pitch, an off-speed pitch, in there for strike two. So 1-2 to Miller. McGoldrick is on deck. And he swings through strike three for the second out.
Well, I'll tell you what, White's really battling out there. Looked like he reached back for a little bit extra on that fastball.
Now it's time to just be selective. Come in here, just wait, pick your pitch, and drive your pitch.
It's the eighth strikeout for the pitcher White today. Truly a pitcher's duel here between these two great pitchers. And McGoldrick looks at ball one.
Yeah, White really doesn't want to give McGoldrick a first pitch fastball.
Baldino at second, two out here in the bottom of the eighth. Pitch again outside, 2-0.
It'll be interesting to see what pitch White comes back with here. Like you said earlier, every time they had a conference, he usually came back with a fastball down the middle. So,
as you mentioned, the conference at the mound right now, and a 2-0 count to McGoldrick. Sacrifice bunt and singled back in the first inning. Sean Cowling reporting that there's some action as well in the Manchester bullpen.
Oh. Okay, they're going to put him on.
And they're going to intentionally walk McGoldrick to get to Donovan Casey.
Yeah, put yourself in a position where you can get the force at all the bases except home.
So Donovan Casey in a great position right here as he looks at strike one. Andrew Mottola waits on deck.
Again, to the 3-4 hitters, definitely didn't want to start them off the fastball. Nice breaking ball to start it off with a strike.
The 0-1 pitch to going back to second base. Risky play there. Checking on Baldino. So you got Baldino on second, McGoldrick on first. Two outs here, bottom of the eighth. Next pitch high. Ball gets away from the catcher, but falls right next to him, so nobody advances.
Well, that's a play. You saw him go to second. Wants to keep him as close as possible. Fastest runner of the team. You don't want him to get that extra step, you know, on a base hit.
The 1-1 to Donovan Casey. Hits one to third base and bobbles it shortly. Does Warnock, but he's able to corral it. And a rally ends for Sterling as Warnock steps on third base. And that'll end the eighth inning. Sterling threatens but does not take advantage. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on. We're going to move to the top of the ninth. Still no score. And we're back at Sterling High School. Still no scores. We move to the top of the ninth inning. Rob Strauss, Kyle McGoldrick, and Kevin Schulz. And Kylie, I don't know if you've ever been involved in a game like this going so many innings and just a playoff game. Have you ever been involved in anything like this at all?
Yeah, definitely. Even this season, we went into a couple of extra inning games. And like you said, it's going to come down to who's going to come up with that clutch hit. And we're still waiting for that to happen.
And talk about strategy working out perfectly. They elect to walk your brother to get a force. And sure enough, you get a ground ball right to the third baseman, and he was able to bobble a little bit and then just step on third and get the third out.
Yeah, I had a feeling they were going to pitch around him and try to give him nothing to hit, but like I was just telling you, I had no idea that they could just put him on first base without throwing off four pitches. Can't do that in softball.
Yeah, and I believe it might have been 10 years ago, I'm going to guess, that they instituted that in baseball, in high school baseball.
It's going to be Dan Mills, who faces an 0-2 count right now, and then the top of the order for Manchester. John Soodle and Matt Bass. 1-2 now to Mills. Mills struck out back in the third and grounded out to the pitcher in the sixth. And that's it for Dan Mills. The eighth strikeout for Donovan Casey to match his counterpart, White.
Painting the outside of the corner with that off-speed pitch right there, getting the strikeout, looking.
That's going to bring up John Soodle, 0-3, with a strikeout and a pair of ground out to short as he looks at strike one.
He keeps starting his hitters off with that off-speed pitch a decent amount, and that just makes your fastball look that much harder when it's coming in.
And a weak grounder over to Mottola at third base and gets it over to Matt Callen for the out. 5-3 on the putout for the second out of the inning. And that's going to bring up Matt Bass. Again, 0-3.
And, Kyle, that just shows you, again, how he mixes things up location-wise, speed-wise. Early part of the game, he was trying to get the first pitch fastball up. And like you said, now goes with the changeup.
And a bunt attempt by Matt Bass. It goes right back to Donovan Casey. Real short inning for Donovan Casey. Sends it over to Matt Callen for the out. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. Bottom of the ninth time. It's almost Major League Baseball style. Still no score here from Sterling High School. We're back right after this. And welcome back to Sterling High School. Still no score. We enter the bottom of the ninth. It'll be Mottola, Mazzone, and Smith. As Mottola hits one right up the middle, and he is going to get in for a base hit. Mottola legging out all the way. Went right up the middle, really in no man's land in that infield. And so the leadoff man is on with Mazzone up the deck.
Yeah, that's what happens when you put the ball on the ground. Anything can happen.
And Kylie, you'd mentioned this is a good person to lead off with and get on base. Probably because of his speed.
Exactly. Andrew's a kid that I could also see as another potential leadoff. He's got speed. He's very athletic. And like you saw, he put the ball in play on the ground and made something happen.
So Mottola on first on the infield hit. Mazzone up to bat. Mazzone shows bunt. Ducks out of the way. The ball gets away, and that's going to move Mottola up to second base.
Well, there's your sacrifice without having to get an out. So
exactly.
You move the runner over.
So, again, Sterling in great position now as the umpire the infield umpire telling I guess to the Sterling bench to move back in a little bit. So Mottola in scoring position. Mazzone still showing bunt. Gets the bunt down. And that's going to sack bunt for Mazzone. Does his job. That's going to move Mottola to third base. And a great opportunity here for Sterling to win this one in walk-off fashion.
It's great to see that the bunt was still on there. No outs. You have to move. You're running to third base.
Yeah, the best possible situation here for Sterling late in this game. Fly ball do it.
Ryan Smith up to bat now. He's 0 for 3, struck out back in the seventh, and a pair of line drive outs to center field. The first pitch to Smith in there for strike one.
Yeah, there they see that first pitch breaking ball, something he's been doing pretty much in the latter part of this game. Needs a strikeout in the worst way here if you're looking at White in this situation.
The 0-1 pitch to Ryan Smith, the sophomore. Hit into center field and making a diving attempt, and that's going to do it. Ryan Smith is going to walk off. Andrew Mottola crosses home plate, and the sophomore comes up in the clutch as he is mobbed at down the first baseline. Sterling's going to win this one 1-0 on the walk-off hit by sophomore Ryan Smith.
What a job by Sterling, doing what they had to do, staying with it, playing small ball. Great job of Ryan Smith getting his bat on the ball and getting a game-winning hit.
What a great team matchup this was throughout, a 1-0 game in the bottom of the ninth. And what a great win for this Sterling team.
Yeah, and just a great game by both teams, both pitchers. I'll tell you, this is the type of game you hate to see anybody lose. White just was outstanding on the mound, but Donovan Casey was his usual incredible self.
Bass, the center fielder, made a diving attempt. He had a long way to go. Made a great attempt at it. Wasn't able to get it. It was kind of squeaked in between right field and center field.
But you know what, Rob? Even if he did get it, Mottola did the smart thing. He was right on third to tag up. You made that dive to reset your feet with Matola's speed. I think he was going to score anyway.
So Ryan Smith with the walk-off hit. After Mottola led off the bottom of the ninth with an infield single and then got to second on the pass ball and then the sack bunt by Mazzone to move him over to third, and then Ryan Smith with a base hit to center field to end it, and that's how Sterling will win this one, guys. It's just an unbelievable game.
Yeah, they did everything they had to do to win a game like this. You know, put runners on base at times. White came up big, though. Their defense came up big. Sterling, defensively, made plays in the field when they had to. And again, Donovan Casey was just incredible on the mound today.
Yeah, that last inning was just perfect textbook baseball right there. I mean, Sterling did it pretty much the entire game. Got the runner on. They wanted to move him and came up with some tough breaks, but right there was just textbook baseball.
So Sterling's going to win this one 1-0 in the bottom of the ninth on the walk-off single by Ryan Smith. We're going to get off to a quick break. When we get back from the break, we will have a post-game show. Sterling defeats Manchester in extra innings 1-0. You're listening to WSHS Sterling High School Radio. We'll be back with a post-game show right after this. WSHS Sterling High School Radio. Rob Strauss here with you live as the boys baseball team defeats Manchester in extra innings by a score of 1-0 on the walk-off single from Ryan Smith. We're going to send it over field side now to Kevin Schulz, who has some pretty happy baseball players there, Schulze.
Yeah, some victorious Sterling Knights here after an unbelievable game. And Donovan, talk about how every pitch just had that extra bit of intensity to it with each batter here in this game, late in this game.
As the game went on, we just had to stay in the game. Hopefully, did not get any runs. Had to score some runs, and we ended up winning. More intensity by us.
And one thing about your team, and the fact that you guys stay with it, you play as a team. There was some time throughout this game where you guys got runners on base, weren't able to come through, and you eventually broke through. Talk about how your approach throughout this whole season came up big today.
Our approach was pretty much stay aggressive, hit the ball where it's pitched, and hit a line drive, no pop-ups. And we were actually hitting the ball really well today, but the wind just blowing in took it in and made it float up more.
I mean, you did a great job on your end. Talk about some of the frustrations you guys had with going against a kid like White, who was really good on his end too.
it was frustrating. He was throwing strikes and hitting his spots wherever he needed him to. He had a great curveball, but we ended up sitting back, being able to hit more line drives, and scored a run at the end.
And how much did the wind come into play with having the wind at your back? I'm sure as a pitcher you like that, but from a standpoint of balls getting hit, how did that affect you guys?
Made it a lot easier. They weren't hitting the ball hard. Everything was floating in the air. We got more outs and ground balls and fly balls than usual because of the wind, and that's a lot easier.
Donovan, great job. Thanks for coming on with us, and best of luck against what we think maybe West Stepford. We don't know yet.
Thank you.
And we have Ryan Smith here with the walk-off hit. What was your mindset going up to the plate? Obviously, you want to get a hit, but how are you approaching that at bat?
Well, I was really nervous on the deck, so I went up there. He threw a first-pitch curveball. He fooled me with that, and I just tried to take it the other way and just put the ball in play and just not strike out like last at bat. And, yeah, that's pretty much what I want to do.
Yeah, and again, great job as a team. How was this game going for you from a catching standpoint, with what Donovan was able to do? How confident did you feel with him out on the mound there?
I'm very confident out with Donovan. I mean, he already throws like 105 miles per hour plus the wind, so it was like going 10 times faster. And he just did a great job. He only let one walk, one hit, and he just did a job out there, and we just came along at the end for him.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, with what you guys were able to do. I saw that coming. Hopefully it didn't. So, we'll get him back in here. Hopefully it doesn't mess up our microphone. I saw it coming, but I didn't want to give it away. But that, you're probably not feeling a thing right now with the wind, though. You guys have to feel like right now. Talk about the confidence you guys have right now winning a game like this and being able to come through. Does that just set the stage for you guys as you move deeper in these playoffs?
Yeah, as we move deeper, we just we seem like we're coming together now and we're just trying to get wins. And we need two more for what our goal is Group 2 championship, so hopefully we can get it.
And how confident do you feel like? And we talk about your team. Obviously, Donovan Casey doing a great job in the mound. How good does it feel having a number two like Connor Walsh being able to lean on in Tuesday's game?
Yeah, as Connor Walsh is our two guy, and he could probably be the starter and the ace for probably every team in the conference. So we're very confident with Connor on Tuesday, and hopefully we get a good result at the end.
Yeah, facing West Stepford again. Obviously, you're the catcher calling the game. What's the key going against this West Stepford team and hopefully getting that third win against them?
The key is just getting ahead, and we need to get ahead. Hopefully Connor's changeup is working good because that seemed to work with Donovan at their place, so hopefully you can just get ahead, make them earn their self on base, and get a win.
And you talk about that changeup. Talk about how good that changeup was. I know he really had it going against the lower part of the lineup and getting a lot of those strikeouts.
Yeah, at the lower part of the order, he was just overpowering them with fastball, fastball, fastball. And their best hitter was like their three hitter, and Diamond just threw him all changeups, and he couldn't get it. So it was a key factor with the changeup, definitely.
Ryan, congratulations. Great job up there, and best of luck the rest of the way. And we will go back to Mr. Strauss along the first baseline. Oh, we got Coach over here. Sorry. Okay, well, I'll be on the lookout. I'll do a better job of trying letting you know if the water's coming. Boy, I'll tell you what, was the heart pounding there as everything got going late in this game?
It was one of those days where you're looking at the weather, looking at the way Donovan's pitching. We're actually doing an okay job at the plate, but it was like one of those days where whoever scored one run was going to win. If it wasn't us, nothing bad to say about anybody, about our kids, about or anything.
And as we look at something go by out there, I thought it was another bottle of water. And talk about all the things you guys were trying to do from a small ball standpoint. I know you reacted. I know it looked like at times you had kids taking pitches. And what was your mindset there late in the game?
We knew we needed to get a run, and we're not a small ball team. We don't play a lot of small ball. We're not our practices aren't based around small ball. We know a lot of teams were. We knew Manchester coming in, they like to hit and run. They like to do the slash bunts. They even attempted a bunt with two outs for a base hit. So they even attempted a bunt with two outs with their three-hole hitter. So yeah. We're just not suited for that. We didn't practice it much, but today we did try a hit and run. I think the kids on their own knew to take pitches. They didn't have take signs, but I think they knew the importance of trying to get on base. And he understood about getting the sacrifices down. And that's been an issue a little bit with getting sacrifice bunts down. We got two beautiful ones down today, though.
And your approach, again, we talked to Donovan about this, about staying with things. Some teams could have been frustrated, especially with that hit ball Dino had. You think he's getting in. Right fielder came up, made the play at first. How important was it for you guys to just stick with it? What did you say to the team as things got going there?
We knew that one run either way was going to win the game. And the way Donna was pitching, he was keeping them off the bases where we talked about the other team with their small ball, with the hit and runs and the bunts. And we knew you can't do that if you don't have base runners. So Donovan kept them off the bases, and we just knew keep plugging, something's going to happen. And it did. It wasn't like we hit the ball in the gaps. An infield single, a wild pitch, a sack bunt, and a line drive to center, and we win the game.
And we talked to the kids about the key to beating West Stafford. Obviously, that's who we think we're going to play in the next game. From a coaching standpoint, what's the key for you guys?
We did talk about that. The kids, they recognize the fact that this will be the third time we're playing West Stafford. They recognize the fact that we beat them. I don't want to say handily, we've been pretty good two times, but that's not going to be as easy the third time. West Effort's going to come back. They're going to be fired up. They're probably going to pitch a pitcher we haven't seen yet. Coach K and I have seen the pitcher who we think we're going to get, and he throws the ball hard. So it's just one of those things. And one of the kids put it perfectly in the huddle we had. Chris Mazzone said, remember the basketball team. Remember in the semifinals, I believe, or in the finals with Haddonfield, we lost to them twice in the regular season. Then we went into their place and beat them, and we were the fans, and we were some of the guys played on that team. And remember the way that felt. We don't want to be on the opposite side of that feeling, so we know we got to come out here and be ready for them.
Coach, thanks for coming on with us. A great job, exciting win, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
And we'll take it back to Rob Strauss along the first baseline.
And thank you very much, Schulze, and hopefully you're staying dry out there somehow. And Sterling's going to win this in walk-off fashion. Score 1-0. Ryan Smith with the walk-off single to score. Andrew Mottola from third base. Sterling will advance to face the winner of either Woodstown or West Deptford. And either way, that game will be right here at Sterling High School on Tuesday when we get back from Memorial Day weekend. It'll be at 4 o'clock right here, and we'll have all the game coverage for you right here on WSHS Sterling High School Radio, beginning at 3:30 with a pregame show, and then live pitch-by-pitch action starting at 4. So Sterling wins this one in dramatic fashion in the bottom of the ninth, Major League Baseball style, and does so on a walk-off single from Ryan Smith, the sophomore. And that's going to do it for a very, very windy Sterling High School. Hope everybody has a great Memorial Day weekend. We'll see you Tuesday at 3:30 as they take on the winner of either West Deptford or Woodstown. Once again, the final score 1-0. We'll see you on Tuesday. Have a great weekend. Have a great Memorial Day.